This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always a delight to talk to our friend Bruce Levine, and he joins us now in the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Good morning, guys. A win and a loss yesterday for Chicago teams. Where are we going today?
Yeah, I think we're starting with the closer and the fact that they did win a game with Daniel Palencia as the closer, and they had struggled with that earlier in the week. But lo and behold, his second go-round in that role of late serves him with his first conventional close.
I don't think it was – I mean, look, he got the job done. It wasn't pretty.
No.
I mean, three balls hit hard, right? I mean, again, getting this guy used to it, them understanding that he has the best stuff to go out there and dominate there, and then a young guy learning how to continue to get ahead of the count, throw his breaking ball for a strike, and then being able to get those outs, that's a part of the equation here to, again, have player development at the end of their bullpen there in a very pivotal role. Some of it is a plan. Some of it is about the attrition of the rest of the relievers, you know, the injuries that have occurred, the work that hasn't gotten done by, some of the guys like Presley. So you deal with what you got. You know, that's what council is doing right now. I know that the front office is doing everything they can to go out there and get more pitchers, but every team's going through the same thing right now. It's just like, we're almost a third of the way through the season and people are losing players left and right, and they don't have the answers in their own farm system.
Bruce, we do a lot of projecting here, and I know it may be premature, but if Shota Imanaga does return, by mid-June, and you're looking at this rotation, does Cade Horton stay in it? And could you envision, if that's the case, Ben Brown going to the bullpen? And does that make his next start, maybe his next couple starts, critical for him to show something that says he's worth keeping in the rotation?
David, I'm sure that's what they're talking about. I mean, again, Brown has the great fastball. He's got a wonderful knuckle curve that he usually gets over for a strike. But, the inconsistency, and can you live with a guy that, sometimes it's six innings and the other times it's 3 2/3, four innings and 90 pitches. Can you live with that? Is a better version of Ben Brown in the back end of the bullpen helping you close out games, maybe 2 to 3 times a week throwing a couple innings? Is that the best version? Or, are you really going to, you're going to need more starting pitching rather than less? So I don't know if there's any answers in the minor leagues. I don't know if Wicks is going to be a part of that equation at all, whether they've decided he's not ready to be a part of that. But, you know, when you look at trades, and we've been talking about trades with the Cubs for a month already, and you know, again, nobody's willing to make that move right now.
Yeah, you know, I think that that just for a night, they got exactly what they needed, right? They just got – it wasn't a great dominant performance. You know, Kyle Tucker seems to be, you know, two second straight three-hit game. Seems like he's okay again. And I know he's DHing, so, you know, he must be dealing with some kind of a physical issue because that's happened now the last couple games. But he does very well for himself, gets the home run, and then is part of the run score in the eighth inning that wins the game. So I think you heard the manager after the game, Craig Counsell, saying that he supplied the offense. So you got the offense, you got the save, and you move on to another game. I think it's a lot easier when they're scoring 8 or 10 runs if they can continue to do that. And I don't know what to expect, frankly, in Cincinnati. I think that they'll get some good pitching performances because those guys have been pretty good. But maybe until Sunday, you might be scratching your head a little.
Well, let's examine the Tucker thing. First of all, he's played every game. He banged into the wall pretty good a couple of games ago. But the idea here is you saw and we saw a player that had been worn down, you know, a guy that was in a slump for about 2 weeks here, still getting his walks, still giving you professional at-bats, not giving you the power that he had. But he hadn't missed a game all year, right? He had DH'd twice up until Miami all year. The rest of the time he was in the outfield. You know, the guy needed some time off, and Counsell couldn't afford it to do that because he had Happ on the IL. He didn't want to use Brujan out there as a starter. So from the perspective of all that, I would say that this is a really good thing. 2 days in a row for DH for Tucker, and then a day off, right? So it's basically, it's 3 days off from the field, which I think is going to go a long way for them. Regardless of how great PCA has been and the rest of the offense doing a fantastic job, this is the number one guy. He's a difference maker. He's made the difference in how the lineup is looked at on a daily basis, batting number two. Nobody in their pregame preparations or their meetings that are playing the Cubs don't pay attention to Tucker, number two, and how we're going to navigate throwing to him and make sure that he doesn't beat us. So this is an important guy. Being rested a little bit more here can only help. Just, as far as Cincinnati, I was just going to say that they play him six times, I think, in the next 10 days. Is that right?
Yes.
So, with that, they were the team most people were concerned about pushing the Cubs this year. So these are big games coming up.
For the sake of conversation, Bruce, Ian Happ, he's not been hot since he came back. PCA batted fourth yesterday, which I think was a curious choice, but I understand because he's had a lot of power and pop at the plate. But is this an evolving thing, the Cubs batting order? It's nothing to worry about because at the rate they score runs, you look at that offense and there's nothing to worry about necessarily, but I just curious what you thought of the lineup configuration and how much it would be in a state of flux.
Well, if we don't know it by now, we should be paying attention to the fact that metrics and that particular day's numbers, how they line up against this particular hitter and this particular team, is a big part of what Craig Counsell does, right? So he is an old school type manager in some ways, and others he's as modern as you get as far as looking at numbers, matching up, and making his lineup. He's not married to a one lineup. We've seen it. I mean, how many times have we seen a different cleanup hitter? How many times have we seen him pinch hit for his cleanup hitter in the fourth or fifth inning because the matchup says, you know, two men on, close game, and I need Turner here instead of Bush, right? So we've seen all of that, and that's the thing. Pay attention to Craig Counsell. Watch him work on a daily basis. You know he spends an awful lot of time making his lineup, and I don't think there's any way to predict how he's going to use it unless we're sitting there in those meetings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, I think that the lineup is kind of solving its own problems. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you see... I get it. Ian Happ hasn't played. You know, he comes back from the injury, and he doesn't get many hits. He had one hit over the two games. You get a day off, and then you go to Cincinnati. He's got like the magic touch, right? He's Midas in Cincinnati, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he's always had great numbers in Cincinnati. Obviously, he went to school there, so yep. That's a must. But yeah, you're right. He hasn't looked ready. I mean, is that fair to say that he came off the IL and he was rusty? You know, he'd missed 10 days and just didn't look like himself at bat for sure. He looked a tad behind in the field. Okay, you know, maybe one ball that he normally would have gotten because we've been spoiled by how good he's been in left field for the last 3 or 4 years. But again, perfection, I think, is... not necessary. They know how to win. They're learning how to win in different ways. And it should be a good team all year long. I think the angst at third base might be, won't be in our conversation very often right now because Shaw has played good baseball since he's come back, been okay in the field and certainly at bat. So again, there's a lot of fortification on this team. My concern mostly is the bullpen and the starting pitching. That's where it's at. The starting pitching has been good. Is it deep enough? We're going to find out. I know they don't think so, and they'll be out there looking.
What did you learn about Matt Shaw in this three-game series in which he had five hits and a key stolen base?
Just that he's a professional player and that he's a good young player. He's going to have bumps in the road. There's going to be games where he doesn't hit, games where he'll be overmatched, but I think he's a quick learner and he's a talented player. I don't think the projection of him being one of the top players, if not the top position player in the minor leagues for the Cubs, was right. And he'll continue to get better. He believes in himself. I know they believe in him. And just a couple of these little moves that they made with him offensively to clean up the mechanics a little bit, I think have worked out. Now, does that mean he's going to hit 300 and dominate that position? You know, I'm not saying that, but I think he can be a competent third baseman. They certainly did not have any answers within the 26-man roster while he was away.
You mentioned earlier, Bruce, that the Cincinnati has been the team that you looked at and you thought, kind of young team on the come, that's the team you might have to worry about. Do you still feel that way? I mean, obviously St. Louis has played better baseball and has closed the margin. We know the Brewers have won the division 2 years running. Where will the greatest challenge in the division come from, in your opinion?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm really not, because I didn't have the Cardinals playing baseball like they've been playing, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I doubt anybody had. And Cincinnati was a team people looked at. Milwaukee had lost their shortstop, well, one of their top starting pitchers, you know, so a lot of people weren't picking them. The Cubs were being picked, but the Cubs weren't necessarily being picked as the best team in the National League, only in their division. I think it's going to be a really good race all the way, and I believe that the front office is going to try to do their best to add more to this team. That's the one thing that the Cubs have that the other teams don't necessarily have. Cincinnati has been talking a lot about Luis Robert since spring training and early in the year. They can't afford to make an economic mistake because of their marketplace. So $20 million to pay for his salary this year would be a huge amount of money to go into it. And therefore, they've been unsure about that. And that fact that he hasn't hit, you know, I mean, you know, are you spending that money on a guy that you hope hits, comes back to being the player he was 2 years ago, but are pretty unsure that that's going to happen.
Bruce, we've got to let you go, but will you promise me something moving forward? And I will remind you of this moving forward. Next time you get a spare moment alone with Cade Horton in the Cub clubhouse, could you ask him if he had a relationship or is aware of Caleb Williams when they were at Oklahoma, both as quarterbacks?
Well, I'm going to have to charge you more. Is that all right, David?
That's fine.
Okay.
I'm curious.
No, happy to do it and look forward to it. Really nice young man, and I think he'll be sure to want to get in the middle of the controversy.
Great stuff,
no
Bruce. Thank
all right,
you,
guys.
Buddy.
Thanks,
have
Bruce.
A great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.